This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started. Hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and today with me on the line is one of our Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network show hosts, and that is Katie Horner. Welcome, Katie.
Hi. Glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you. And Katie, you have an amazing story, or I think it's amazing, because right now you are calling in from Mexico. So tell us a little bit about you, your husband, your family, and what you are doing in Mexico.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we are in southern Mexico, and so it's a tropical, sunny 95 degrees here today in December. And we are missionaries here. We've actually been in Mexico for almost 7 years as a family doing mission work. And our mission work at the moment in southern Mexico is church planting and classes of encouragement and training for pastors and lay people. We're finishing up a semester of music theory for several churches who had people interested in that. And we're also writing a homeschool curriculum in Spanish.
Wow.
For Spanish-speaking homeschoolers. So there's a lot of facets of life that keep us busy around here, in addition to our full household of 4 children, which I hope are being quiet enough that we won't hear them today.
Well, if we do hear them, it's fine, because people listening to this obviously have a heart for homeschooling, because this is, after all, a homeschool network, and we all understand kids. So, often people wonder how you can even manage homeschooling, and on top of that, you guys are, missionaries. What made you decide to become missionaries, Katie? Was it something you always wanted to do, or was it, something your husband was called to do?
Well, for me, I knew very early on in my teenage years that I had a love for missions. That was something that my family encouraged and involved us in, and I gave my heart to the Lord with that early on and told him that I instead of being willing to be a missionary if he wanted to, I was willing to stay in the States if that's what he wanted. But my heart's desire was really to serve him in another country. And so I grew up with that mentality. I don't know what country or what language I'm preparing for, but I will use the opportunities the Lord sends to prepare for whatever that is. And
wow.
I trained to be a teacher, knowing that there was lots of countries I could get into as a teacher that I couldn't as a missionary, and I didn't know yet where the Lord was sending me. And then in college, the Lord confirmed through several different events that he wanted me in Mexico. And so I was getting ready to come as a single missionary when I met my husband. And he was a missionary kid who'd spent a couple of years in Mexico already with his family and had plans to come back as a missionary himself, and the Lord just took our stories from there and combined them. So,
aww, that's wonderful. So you then learned Spanish, is that correct?
I learned Spanish in high school and then continued with it in college. I was an education major with a double minor in music and Spanish.
Okay.
Because that was what was at hand. And before I knew the Lord was sending me to Mexico, it was kind of like, well, this is what's available, so I'll learn this, and if God doesn't send me to a Spanish-speaking country, then it'll have to be easier to learn the third language after having learned a second.
Right,
and so
right.
That's what I applied myself to, and the Lord rewarded it.
That's great, because when I do hear you speak Spanish, you speak it, like you are a native. So, well, not that I would know the difference, because I don't speak Spanish, but I do have an ear for languages, and I do speak Italian and French. So,
I don't know that I speak it like a native yet. That's the goal, but it was a huge blessing, at least, that neither of us had to take the time for language school. We both
right.
already we're pretty fluent by the time we were ready to come. So.
Right. Well, you've done a couple of things we've collaborated on, and I've just really been the facilitator. You've done them, and one is an entire Spanish expo for homeschoolers that you have available on your website. And also, now you are doing a Spanish podcast, which is really exciting to me because it is going to be, a place for people who are Spanish speaking and are interested in hearing more about, homeschooling or maybe some facets of how to homeschool can come. But we'll get to your podcast in a minute. But so were your children all born in Mexico then?
Our first child was born in the States while we were still raising our support to come. But the other three and the one that's coming early next year will be born here. So
okay.
They have dual
Wonderful.
Citizenship.
Great. And what? Where is your church in the States? What state is it?
We are sent out of an actual Spanish Baptist church in South Carolina, Iglesia Bautista de la Fe, and our pastor is Dr. Johnny Franco. And that was the church that both of us attended all through college and on into our early married years. It's the church we got married in, and they've just been a huge encouragement and an asset to us as our sending church.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, you know, and people often ask, about, different things that we do as a network, and this is one family now that those of you listening will get to know their hearts and also, pray for them and support them. So, it's so great to know somebody, we pray for missionaries, but, a lot of times it might just be someone we're not familiar with. So in this case, Katie, it's, you've put a face for us anyway, with that, and we just so appreciate what you're doing for the kingdom of God, essentially. So thank you for your work.
Well, thank you. And if there is anyone interested in knowing more about the ministry or in signing up for our ministry newsletters, you can do that at www.tkhorner.com.
Very good. Okay, Katie, we are going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back with you.
Educando en el Hogar con Kathy Horner, un programa totalmente en español dedicada al tema de la educación en el hogar, también conocido como homeschooling. Únete a nosotros los miércoles a las 3 de la tarde. Usted sí puede educar a sus hijos en casa, y Kathy está aquí para ayudarle. Visítanos en la página web www.educandoenelhogar.com.
¿Está usted buscando materiales en español para poder educar en casa a sus hijos? Lemonhouse puede ser lo que haya estado buscando. Lemonhouse es una librería cristiana en México que especializa en materiales para la educación en el hogar y también ofrece una variedad de estudios bíblicos, libros de calidad y música sagrada para niños y adultos. Visítanos hoy en www.lemonhouse.com.
Hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz and I am your host with guest on the line, Katie Horner. Welcome, Katie, back again. And for those of you that are American language as your first language, do you want to translate for us what those great commercials had to say, Katie?
Sure. The first one was about the radio show, Educando en el Hogar, which is basically just homeschooling. And that was letting people know that you can listen to the podcast every other Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the second one was about our Christian bookstore ministry, lemonhouse.com. And that is a Mexican-based Christian bookstore online. We sell homeschool materials in Spanish. We sell quality books and resources for Christian families and ministry families, and as well as sacred music and other things there. So we'd love to check out both of those sites.
Yeah, and you are also working on a curriculum that is available, because you said that in Mexico it's difficult sometimes to find, you know, something that's all ready to go. So you've written something. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right. The Lemonhaus homeschool curriculum is a literature-based curriculum, and the Lord put this on our hearts as we were beginning to homeschool. Our children are still young, and as we began to try and get our own materials, even in English, down this far into Mexico, it's difficult. And then we started looking around at how many Spanish homeschool options there are, and it's very difficult to get materials, especially being in a Spanish-speaking country, because a lot of the few companies who do produce Spanish homeschool materials don't have Spanish customer service, or they don't have a Spanish website, or, it's just very difficult to get their materials. And so the Lord really put it on our hearts to create a homeschool curriculum in the Spanish language designed specifically for Spanish-speaking homeschool families, and, of course, sold from our bookstore based here in Mexico, so that it would be easier for those families to get the materials that they need. And it's a literature-based curriculum. We use mainly books that are already in print, and we compile those into a grade-level curriculum and then add the activities and write a detailed teacher's guide to go along with it, so that even parents who don't have any background in education will find it very easy to administer. Mm-hmm. Right now we have a preschool, kindergarten, first grade levels available, and those are available several different ways. The first grade is available as a basic kit or as a complete kit. It's a little more, a lot more books involved with it. And then we also offer just the teacher's guides. There's been some interest from the States, but a lot of people there say, well, we're bilingual and our library is got a great bilingual section. I may be able to find lots of these books here. And so we do offer just the teacher's guide for those who are interested in finding the books on their own. So that's been exciting. We've seen lots of interest from lots of different Hispanic countries already, and this has only been actually on the market for the last 8 months or so.
Well, that's wonderful, and you're going to keep adding to it, so more to look forward to. And then also with digital resources now, that is such a great thing because it makes it so much more mobile. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying certain colleges have totally cut out printed books, and they're just going to digital. While that just, astounds me, I can understand it from the perspective of how expensive college textbooks are. But, know that you really do need a good reader to be able to read it, because it just, trying to read it on the computer is kind of hard on your eyes. And so, the e-readers that are made for that really do work well. So that's great.
We're excited. We're hoping to have second and third grade on the market in 2014. And we're also scheduled to be at several different homeschool conventions in 2014, both in the U.S. and in Mexico.
Wonderful.
That's exciting to be able to get those materials into the hands of the Spanish speakers.
Yeah, and you're all over social media with your website as well as on Facebook and things like that. So if you go to Katie's, the lemonhaus.com website, is that a good one to send them to find out where you'll be and information about how to connect with you on social media?
Yes, you can go to the lemonhaus.com or you can go to educandoenelhogar.com. And both of those have information for how to contact us and information on what we're doing.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk about your radio show, because I am delighted that you agreed to do a Spanish-speaking radio show, and one in the Spanish language. I guess would be a little bit better grammar on my part. But you have some really great topics here, and of course the one I see is Feliz Navidad, which obviously I know what that means, part of it's my name. But tell us what people can hear when they tune in. You've got these every other week, which you've told us, and so they can follow the news feed at the top. There is the podcast button as well as the iTunes feed that they can follow or just listen on the website or download. So tell us about that, Katie. Tell us about the show.
Well, we've already had our first two shows, and we are talking about, you know, first of all, what is homeschooling, because we realize that this is something that could be broadcast worldwide, and there may be a lot of Spanish speakers who don't understand exactly what it is yet, or maybe even haven't heard the term. I know when we first came to this area of Mexico 3 years ago, a lot of people looked at us and said, homeschooling? What is that? And so I know that that's true in a lot of countries. So we're kind of starting from ground zero and working up. What is homeschooling was our first one, and then the second program was You Can Homeschool, talking about the logistics of it, how much time it takes, how much money it takes, where do we find curriculum, do I have to be a teacher to homeschool my children, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So those was what we covered in the first two podcasts. And then coming up, we have a biblical philosophy of home education. And then we also have coming up in the new year, how do I start homeschooling? And then we're going to get into some of the legal aspects of it. We'll have one podcast about legal accreditation and requirements as far as the U.S. is concerned, because I know there's a large Hispanic population in the U.S., maybe who are not homeschooling yet, but who are interested and need that information. And then we'll have one on the legalities of the homeschooling in Mexico. And then as we progress into the new year, we're looking forward to having some guests on the show talking specifics about either the legalities of other countries or veteran homeschool moms who are Spanish speakers who can give us tips and advice and instruction to those of us who are just starting.
So great. And, you know, again, the really nice thing is if you, are busy, you can just download these podcasts and listen on your time. I was talking to a friend of mine today that was saying that she has one specific day on Fridays that she listens to podcasts, and it's so nice to be able to just get them on her phone and go ahead and download it, so you're not using, you know, do it when you where you have Wi-Fi and then listen to it later, because it helps her so much with what she's doing with her kids. And you know, that is one of the great features about the podcast, as well as, you know, giving them information that they can use immediately. And what a great resource this is, Katie. I mean, I think, as far as I know, you are the first Spanish podcast for homeschoolers. So if there's another one out there, I apologize, but we haven't heard of you. It's really exciting that you have taken the initiative to do this, and I look forward to seeing, you know, what you have coming up. And, you know, just thank you again for being such a blessing to homeschoolers everywhere.
Well, you're very welcome. We're just thrilled to be doing what God has placed in our lap to do, and so excited to be a part of the homeschool movement worldwide.
Oh, great. Well, thanks again, Katie, and I look forward to hearing more about you and your shows in the future.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on today.
Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.